Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Debugging Our Lives and Friends. This week we're going to have a pretty exciting show. We had two Diva correspondents at the they didn't name the event after us, the Day of Days event, not the Diva of Days event. we're going to have Sherry.
Maybe someday it will be.
Next year, I guess.
Yeah.
So Sherry and Carrie were in the press events and did interviews for us. As soon as they call in, we're going to put them on. And Sherry was so excited. She was texting me all day. And she's just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. So she's so cute.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, she recorded a lot of interviews. And once they send them to me, they'll be up on the blog. So I look forward to that. And, we just can't wait from hear from them. Follow us on the blog, divadool.com. That's where you're going to find the clips that the interviews that Sherry and Carrie did. On the blog, you can sign up for the e-newsletter. We have a Google Plus page with a Google Circle there too. And let's see, Facebook, Diva Days and Diva Days for Lives is our fan page. Here on Blog Talk Radio, you could also follow us here. Or you can also subscribe to our iTunes page. That way you get all of our shows and you don't have to do anything. Just subscribe. So we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
There she is. And we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Rose.
Hi.
Hey. Hello. Okay. Let me get the Hapka out of the way. Everybody follow @Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka.
Just get them out of the way.
I know. I didn't want to forget, and we would get so busy.
They'd be devastated, huh?
Yeah. Why don't you guys go ahead and talk
so
about? I'm gonna call screen. I'll be right back. Why don't you guys go ahead and talk about all the big wedding and what happened?
Okay. I actually didn't see it yet, so.
Oh, the wedding?
Take it from there.
the beginning of the, from the start of the wedding? Okay.
Well,
Brady had this video, a tribute to Kristen, that he wanted to show. So he thought he had it all set up in the back, and he made this speech, and he wanted to show this before they took their vows, and Sammy went and turned down the lights, but in the meantime, Victor had gotten a hold of deciphered. Deciphered the tape or the flash drive and saw that it was Eric and Kristen on the tape. So he gave it to Marlena, but he didn't tell Marlena that it was Eric, obviously, because she wouldn't have played it then. So she was there in the back, and she was trying to
The sound guy had to actually step away to another wedding. Here, you can do this, miss.
Yeah. Wasn't that a lame, kind of like, for the
totally
plot.
Lame.
We had to get the guy out of there so Marlena could, which made it funny because she didn't know how to work the equipment. That would have been me, too.
She yanked a cord out of one of the computers and didn't know how to put it back in.
So when they cued it to go on, she kept hitting it to start, and it wouldn't hit. And so Brady was on his way back, and she found the cord, plugged it back in. It all came on the screen. And how did you like everybody's reaction? I don't know. Was it what you expected it to be? Did you see it, Rose?
Personally,
yeah.
I was actually, for as big a moment as it was, it didn't seem all that big to people.
EJ had a good reaction.
Thought, Yeah,
and
you
didn't
even have a decent reaction because it was like,
yeah.
Oh, Kristen, you swore this was gone. And I foresee a lot of fallout there because, you know, Sammy specifically asked him, did you know about this? And he, of course, lied.
That's the biggie jammy thing again. Yeah, EJ lying.
EJ lied.
That's
about
another
something
thing,
that
yeah.
directly influenced her brother. But, you know, honestly, Nicole was at the hospital. She was dressed awesome. I loved her outfit. I loved
yeah.
the fact
I wish
that
she would have been
anymore.
There to see it.
I loved that she wasn't in stripes anymore. I loved that loved the black leather jacket on her. But everybody at the church seemed, other than Maggie and Victor, they were dressed to the hilt. And I loved Sammy's dress, but didn't like the red shoes with it.
Maggie looked like she was, I mean, Jan had said something about that. Of all the people that are dressed for the wedding, Maggie looked like she was the one that was really dressed for a wedding.
She was really the only one dressed for a wedding besides Kristen, yes. of course.
Yeah. Well, how did you like the headband? Looked like some
yeah.
kind of
oh my God,
something,
the
from the yeah.
something from the disco
from the
era, something from
disco
the
70s. Era. Yeah.
You half expected there to be flowers all the way around it. I don't know. I actually liked Kristen's little outfit, but her wedding outfit. But as far as all the guests go, I mean, you had Jen and her, you know, sundress.
She looked like she was ready
know.
For Christmas. With
yeah,
her red,
yeah,
that was.
Yeah, her, and her, it was a red sundress at that, you know, without a sweater or anything.
Yeah.
They just didn't seem dressed for a wedding.
Brady looked good in his tux.
Brady, yeah.
EJ looked
yeah.
good in his suit. EJ always looks, but he just had just a regular
yeah,
suit on like he wears all the time.
Yeah,
every time you see him,
yeah,
he has
I
a suit on.
I would have expected out of all the church weddings, even all of 13 Sammy weddings, they were always dressed so much better.
yeah.
So for this one, just seemed it was like
yeah.
they were going to a baptism, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and the
I
thought the reactions would be more shocked. I just thought they. I mean, I guess
well,
they did.
I think they had mixed reactions on their faces. I think that was probably the point. Was the reaction of is this real? Did Marlena do this on
sure.
her own? Because when the curtain fell down and Marlena was behind it, that was just
right.
like an awe shocker. Like, you know, you couldn't have placed more blame on Marlena at that point. But Father
oh,
Eric,
hold on.
You know.
Hope, yeah, Hope and Jennifer just kept looking at Marlena. All the looks.
Oh, yeah, and then let's not forget, we've just seen this
kill.
Most horrific scene show up
yeah.
in the church. The priest is mortified. And
uh-huh.
we're going to play it again to see if it's real.
We're going to play it again. And they kept watching it. They kept watching it. You think if you saw your, like Marlena, you'd see your son up there and know exactly what happened and how embarrassing it was. She would have went and turned it off right away. But she
yeah,
kept
why
watching.
Would play, why
they
would we
kept
play
watching.
This again?
Well, that
why
was
would
Victor.
We play this again?
He was funny. He kept saying,
oh, Victor,
well, why don't we do this again?
I know why they played it again, because Greg Vaughn is damn hot.
I think Victor said, let's play it again to make sure.
It was you or Jan that tweeted that this was the best bedroom scene we'd have in months that was in the church.
That was Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jan.
I think that was the best part of this church wedding. I mean,
yeah, that was the best,
realizing
that's the best
that,
sex
yeah,
scene we've had in, like, ages on Day.
Yeah, in ages, and yet here it was in church. But I just, I
with
don't know, priest. I mean, Hope having to sit there with Jen and analyze it and go, nope, that's real. Nope.
Did you see Hope turn her head?
Yeah, turn her head.
It's not
to
Photoshop.
Let's see, is that real? I mean, really, did we need a half an hour of watching it again to see if it was real? I would have rather gotten to the nitty-gritty at that point. And then Brady punching Eric. I mean, Eric's sitting here explaining that Kristen drugged him. Why
right.
did Brady punch him?
Yeah, doesn't Brady remember that Eric got sick and for all these months
uh-huh.
was trying to understand, and Brady didn't make that connection? Well, of course,
yeah.
he's not thinking straight. Yeah, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
and
it could be
I know
Kristen. He's still in denial.
Yeah, and I know Sammy's dress, it was really, I actually really liked
it was
Sammy's
leather,
dress.
Wasn't it?
I mean, she was supposed to be the best man, so instead of a tux, she had a tuxedo dress on.
Maybe. Or she was
like
in mourning.
Shoes, though.
You know,
she was
the
in
idea
mourning,
of,
yeah.
She was in mourning, I think, yeah, had the black, had that meaning, because she didn't like Chris, you know, she didn't want this wedding to happen anyway.
Yeah, but she questioned EJ before the wedding, you know, about the fight. EJ found out just before the wedding.
And
EJ and Kristen were fighting over it, and she asked him flat out, you know, what's going on.
I was disappointed
in
him.
Yeah.
Weren't you disappointed that he didn't?
Yeah,
that
I was.
Valued his sister over his, you know, you're supposed to. You know,
I mean, this is Sammy's twin brother. I mean, this isn't just like, you know, this isn't just like, you know, her stepbrother or even that's too far. But I mean, this is her twin brother. And I don't think I think he believed Kristen when Kristen swore that it was under wraps. But as far as the wedding party goes, I think that the audience was not dressed to the, they weren't ready for it. And I really hated I didn't hate having to watch it again, but I hated the fact that they actually replayed it again in church in front of this obviously mortified priest, it, you know, to see if it's fidelity, whether it was real, you know, to see if it was real. Like turning your head is going to make you see any better.
Yeah, and he agreed to it. Like, he didn't say, no, I don't want to see it, or don't put it on anymore. In fact, it took him a while before he even said anything.
Well, he was in shock.
Yeah, he was there, Eric. I don't know how many times they said Eric. You know, Eric.
He was in shock. I just think that they, for every other wedding, especially towards holiday time, like, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas time, these people are dressed so much better inside the church for a wedding. They really
nobody dresses for weddings anymore. What is it? You know, nobody dresses for weddings anymore.
But wait a minute. Do you think some of it could have been that they were trying to make it somewhat authentic, that this was a last-minute bump up on the wedding? I mean, nobody really had any warning. It was just like, hey, we're having the wedding 2 days from now.
Well,
so,
no, they had planned on doing it at this time. They were going to postpone it because Stefano was out of town.
Oh, okay.
They moved it. Yeah.
So Daniel and Jennifer were going to stand up at the altar yesterday. So this was not a last minute plan. It was a last minute plan not to cancel the wedding.
Oh, okay.
So no, no, that doesn't explain
But it was still entertaining, whether you know that whether they weren't dressed as good, but it was still one of the better reveals that we had, especially with Marlena.
So you feel like there was good payoff for this big reveal. Then you feel like it.
Well, there was not as much chaos as I would have expected. Like I said, most people just wanted to watch the sheets as they rolled on the screen above the
They were more interested in watching them. Yeah, they kept
watching the movie. I mean, Kristen was able to sneak out the back with no problems, and nobody, even the groom,
they
didn't notice her missing. So
you know how that goes. You're disgusted, but you just still keep watching.
Keep right on watching.
You keep right on watching,
I'm anxious to watch Eric and Brady have to eat crow with Nicole.
Oh, I just wish Nicole would have been there.
I know.
Saying, see what I told you? I would have loved her screaming at
that
both of them.
That would have been hilarious.
Yes, I don't know why they didn't have her there. You know, I don't know how they'd explained her being there, but yeah, she could have been there trying to stop it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, she'll find out.
Yeah, and I don't think she's going to go easy on Kristen either when she does.
No. Isn't there something coming up between them? I didn't get the chance
to
see the
promo. I saw the promo. I don't know if anybody else has or not. Do I really want to give it away?
Yeah, go ahead. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I watched the promo. It's about 15 seconds long, and Nicole and Kristen are going to go at it, and Nicole's going to try to leave town as fast as she can, and Kristen's going to somehow, one way or another, run her off the road or get into a car accident with her one way or another, and the promo leaves off with Nicole over the airbag of the driver's seat.
Oh.
So
I thought you were talking about the Jamie spoiler that came out today. That Sammy kicks EJ out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Well, she's going to find... Well, I can't... I'm surprised that she didn't figure out that that was the secret that he was keeping with Kristen
does,
and not the work thing.
What, yeah, she probably does. That's probably why she kicks him out.
She hasn't... Yeah,
he
she thought Stefano was involved. Yeah. But that's what it was. Although he did look really bad and really sad. You know,
and then he, and then
guilty,
you know, and then
guilty, feeling really guilty.
And then she took him aside and she asked him flat out, somebody else had to have been behind this. Nicole could, or Kristen couldn't have done this alone. So,
yeah.
You know, he obviously is going to probably lie to her there too. I mean, he didn't have
anything
to do with it.
He had nothing to do with it.
He had
nothing
to
do with
it. But
then did you hear what she said to him? She said, if I would have only known and we could have stopped this whole thing.
We could have stopped it before it happened, which is true.
If he would
have
told her. They could have. He could have went to her and say, hey, I found out this is what my sister did. Stop the wedding that way without that being him being humiliated and embarrassed. And, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'm on Sammy's side on this one.
In a way that did not humiliate her brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, disappointed in EJ, but then that's EJ. You know, the whole family comes first. But, you know, Sammy's supposed to be the woman he loves and going to be his wife. And
supposedly his whole life. So
Right.
So, you know.
He still hasn't learned.
You just don't lie about that kind of thing and expect her not to find out. This is Sammy. Sammy always finds out.
Yeah, and then especially after he called, did you hear see the part when he kept saying, Kristen, you're insane, just the way he said that. He knows his sister's insane, but yet he still has her back. You know, he still, you know, sticks up for her,
but
lies for her.
He said she was basically internally damned, eternally damned. He called it internal damnation.
And she said, according to you, who's equally, you know, damned.
Well, yeah,
so.
All the stuff he's done, which is true. I mean,
she said to him,
Sammy
he's done worse. Yeah.
Right. In a way, he has. He thought he made Sammy believe her, you know, baby was dead. And, yeah, of course, and she
Sammy's
shot
gotten,
him in the head.
Yeah,
so, you know,
Sammy's
both,
got no room to stand on either. She's just
right,
as,
exactly. They're all just as you know,
although sleeping with a priest really does kind of top any of those.
Drugging, yeah. Or, of course, Sammy's
drugging,
done her drugging,
raping.
Too. She's done it.
Well, yeah,
she's
the
raped.
Drugging and raping,
Austin.
Sammy has, Austin, and otherwise. A priest.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just still shocked by the fact that they were turning, Hope and Jennifer were turning their heads trying to see what else they could see under the sheets, I guess. I don't know.
I think they were trying to watch for that cover to come off of Eric, you know.
That's
that
what
sheet.
I'm saying.
That sheet was pretty low at one point, if you noticed. I don't know. You know, I've watched it a couple of times myself, but, yeah.
What didn't Jennifer say one point to Hope, are we really watching this? Didn't she say that?
Yeah, she said, are we really watching this? And Hope said, well, I'm trying
sure it's authentic.
Authentic. I'm just trying to be, trying to see if it's, and she said, well, wait, it's not Photoshop. No, it's real.
Wait, it's no Photoshop. Yeah, it's real. And yet they continued watching it, so. So, yeah, but. Yeah.
Victor was funny, though.
Victor was very smug and funny. He was
smug.
And Maggie knows Victor knew. Oh, did you see those evil eyes she gave him in the church?
Says, well, you're not surprised by any of this,
are you? Well, not only that, but when the curtain came down like the Wizard of Oz and Marlena was there, she knew Marlena and Victor were up to something. And she knows Marlena would not have done that to her own son, so.
Right. And Marlena's looking at Victor, she kept yelling, you. She knew
you
what Victor did.
Yeah.
You did this without telling me, you know. You didn't let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he wanted to get
Kristen. I still think they should have dressed up a heck of a lot more for a nighttime wedding in a church.
Yeah. We'll have to see. Well, the jammy wedding, if that happens now. Let's see. I don't know. She kicks Sammy out of bed. I mean, she DJ. Kicks DJ out of bed.
That won't last long.
That won't last. She's not going to care. She can't go without him for that long. So.
No.
No.
Jen brought
no,
up in
Eric
the,
couldn't talk some sense into her and say this shouldn't hurt your wedding. You know, really, Eric's going to talk some sense into her once he gets out of shock.
Mm-hmm.
Although you'd think that Eric wouldn't be so shocked. You know, I think Eric probably, because he already knew what he'd done, he just thought he'd done it with Nicole.
With
I
Nicole.
Think I think the shock was more, it wasn't Nicole and I did this to Nicole and I said this to Nicole than it was what was going on the screen.
He's also thinking that, oh my God, I blame Nicole, you know, and it wasn't her. She's never going to forgive me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that has more to do with it than the shocker of what have I done.
I have to see what Brady's going to do with Kristen. He grabbed her there at the end.
Oh, yeah, he grabbed her right at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. But she obviously wants to get out of town, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing something as she ran out of the church that, you know, this is already, you know, how can you do this to me yet again, you know.
Oh, and you see her come back and she's talking. She come back to the mansion and she's talking to herself. Now, this can't be happening. Now, what can I do? Think, Kristen, you can always get out of this. You know, she's already trying to think how she can get out of it or explain it or, you know, figure out a way out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was manipulating right there at the church. She was sitting there trying to tell everybody Marlena did this.
Marlena did
hates
it. Yeah.
Can't you all see how much Marlena hates
she
me?
She thought she,
She thought
even
she
Brady was thinking, they were all thinking
it.
Mm-hmm.
Even knowing that Eric knew what had happened once he saw that screen.
Yeah.
She knows that Eric knows that's what happened, so why are we trying to, I don't know.
Mm.
It didn't come off as big a moment as I would have. It didn't come off as big a moment as I had hoped it would.
No, it was different.
I liked it because it was different because it was funny. Especially
it was
with,
funny.
Yeah.
Victor.
So I
and Marlena was
more.
Funny.
Yeah.
I thought she did a... Yeah, I'm enjoying Marlena now. You know, she kind of...
Yeah.
It was fun.
I just cracked me up. Marlena doesn't know how to play a DVD on a computer. I mean, on my computer, all I had to do was take the mouse over to the little play button and click play.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to hit it, but she didn't realize she pulled out the plug.
Well, first
at least she knew where to plug it in.
Music. She pulled out the plug when she was trying to push the music for Here Comes the Bride.
Yeah, she could. Yeah, she was late on that.
Over the cord.
Yeah.
And you would have thought somebody saw Marlena come in. I mean, they were all filing into the church while she was sitting there looking out the curtain going, what do I do? I don't know what to do, you know?
Yep.
What else?
I don't know. I think JJ is getting quite the remorse going.
Oh, yeah, I see the redemption's coming, is starting,
yeah.
But she's doing a good job with that, too, of playing the, he's feeling guilty, and he wants
to. He's feeling guilty, and I think he finally wants to confess soon.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read up on, except for the weekly preview, so I don't know what's coming. But, I think that he is starting to feel a bit of remorse every time he talks to Jennifer and every time he. Oh, did you see Abby go off on Daniel?
Yeah.
And
Anne
going off on Daniel with his child in his lap. I mean,
yeah.
Really?
I like Anne to a point. Then she's a little bit too much sometimes.
I love Anne myself, but that was a little over the line, pulling that stuff in front of Parker.
In front of Parker, yeah. Which she told her, you know, He told her, but and she didn't seem to care. Yeah.
So. And then when JJ went to Teresa's apartment, and they turned around, and she's like, "How do you even know where I live?" Well, he's only been visiting you for months, not just this last week.
Yeah.
I mean, months, Teresa, months he's been coming to your apartment. So, I mean, yeah, you can sit here and tell everybody that you don't remember the last 3 or 4 days, but months, Teresa, he's been coming to your apartment.
Oh, she's going to remember sooner or later, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. And I guess Shane and Kimberly are going to be coming soon. I guess
on
that's next 18th, week.
I think, if I heard correctly.
Oh, okay.
I hope they
mentioned them.
They can pack her up and take her back with them.
Yeah, really.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Anyway. How does everyone like Nicole and Daniel again together? They're kind of cute. I think so too. I like them together. Yeah.
I was a little surprised when Danielle said, "Why are you going to move out?" She only came over there to spend a couple hours for a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
now
wants
talking
her to
about,
stay,
why are you going
to
move out? Why are you going to move out now? It's like she doesn't live with you anymore. She hasn't lived with you in I don't know how long. and I wonder if that comes on the heels of Abby giving up being babysitter for Parker. I mean, he needs a babysitter now, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was thinking about that scene at the end on Friday where Nicole Parker and Daniel were playing board games. That's kind of what Nicole always wanted, was that, you know, little
that's
family.
That's all Nicole's ever wanted, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted with Daniel in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And Nicole needs somebody besides Brady or Eric. I mean, really, she needs an action.
Yeah. She needs a happy ending. I think a lot of people now are pulling for Nicole. You see
mm-hmm.
that a lot. Like,
yeah.
You want
happy
a good story for Nicole.
Yes.
You want her to be happy.
Yes.
She's always the victim and always getting, you know, she needs some happiness now. For a little bit, anyway.
I mean, the whole Danifer thing, especially with everybody yelling at Daniel for something that no one really knows what he did, it makes me feel... It makes me feel bad for Daniel.
Yeah. He never admitted to sleeping with her. He admitted to having shown up and found her that way.
Yeah. Why aren't they accepting that he even played the phone call from Teresa? She sounded drunk. So he went over to check on her, and that's how he
mm-hmm.
found her. But yet they jumped to the conclusion right away. He gave a plausible explanation why he was there. But yet they all jumped to the conclusion they were sleeping together.
Yeah, and if I were Daniel at this point, when Jennifer does learn the truth from JJ, because you know eventually it's coming,
uh-huh.
when she does finally learn the truth from JJ, she couldn't come back on her hands and knees and have Daniel accept her, as far as I'm concerned. Daniel
right.
needs to move on with Nicole. You know, they had a bond. They had a bond well enough that Nicole promised never to say anything about what he was doing with JJ. Daniel's covered for her more than once. And the scene with them playing games together, family board game night, it just seemed like that was where Nicole finally fit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did like them together,
you know, being like... being there for each other, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't have Nicole go see Rafe, but that was like only as friends. That was anything with. Did anybody fast forward all through the Rafe and the one thing I found was like the whole wedding thing. We just wanted to see everything with the wedding, but then they would intersperse that with Cameron and Abby. And Rafe
Cameron's
and Jordan.
Last day, isn't that coming
and like,
up? Or
oh, that was so boring. I mean, I couldn't wait to get through those scenes to get back to the wedding.
It's like, yeah,
it
I mean,
so
they
bad.
First it was all with the boring couples that nobody liked.
Boring.
That makes sense.
Yes, the two most boring couples, and yeah, it was like.
The thing I hate about the what do you call it, Jorbor thing with Jordan and Rafe is that
my favorite character is stuck in the middle of that story, and I hate the way they're using Kate to try to pimp this new pairing. It just, ugh, drives
well,
me crazy.
When it came to the Rafe and Jordan thing, though, I found it kind of monotonous that they played the same replay scene three times in one episode.
They played the
it's
same
like, okay,
what?
We just did this. They played the same flashback of the half a cookie. They played it three times, or two or three times in one episode.
Well, they can't.
It was like,
they don't have anything to make them interesting. It's like they don't have any material. It's like,
I know, but we just saw that scene happen. We don't need to be reminded it happened.
Did anybody hear the rumor of what the background of Jordan is?
No.
Did you hear that?
I've
that
heard
she
a rumor.
Is really a man. She was a man.
Oh, what?
Get it?
What?
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
I
she was a man before. Because there was a space said about there's no record at such a point of a Jordan Ridgeway. She kind of like dropped
on why Kate thought
and
she
Jordan
was a
is a name,
man.
It's a man or a woman. Yes, and then she's saying, I can't let this happen. I can't let this happen between us or whatever. I mean, she's kind of said that. And just the way she has her hair and the kind of that voice is a little, you can see it. Like, she's so plain. And, like,
the
she would, yeah, like she had a sex change.
A man.
So yes. Yeah, I had heard that there was somebody, I saw it on Facebook or somewhere. Somebody said that they think that's her past, that she was a man before.
So that would make sense on why,
I don't know.
Although it's just a rumor, it sounds kind of corny, but,
rumor.
I mean,
they could go there, they started with
Kate
the gay,
thought
the
she
gay
was
couple.
A man when she walked in the door, she was shocked.
Yes, remember, in the first it says, I thought you were a man.
I thought you were a man.
A little
obviously,
foreshadowing.
Kate isn't just going to go through a phone book and pick somebody at random.
I happen to remember that, too, after I read that when I saw that. They said, wait, that's remember, Kate said, I thought you were a man. Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. They haven't gone there with a, that kind of.
Yeah,
who knows?
Let's not go there. Let's not do that.
Yeah. But Rafe would be the perfect one to, If anybody.
Yes, we know. We need a Lola storyline.
Sticking with Rafe.
I could just see the scene when he's like, wait, you were a dude?
You were a dude.
Well, now obviously you guys have seen the rumor mill flying over the Rafe situation, right?
There's a scene where, like, okay, all of a sudden he finds the baseball card collection. It's like, you're in baseball, huh?
And Ellen, remember, she knew
she knows all
more
this stuff
about
football. She
stuff
knew
about
all
football,
that stuff about football. Like, she's played it before?
No, yeah.
Well, girls know about football, but really, she knew a lot of technical stuff, and it's like somebody that's played it before. Of course, girls play football, I know that, but still.
If it turned out to be true, it would serve them right for giving up on Kate.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you, he just needs to go back with Kate, or I don't know. I just hate the way this whole thing.
Leave with Gabby. Then there will be none of them left. No Hernandez. Yay!
Well, I'm kind of back to that point. I really started to enjoy him with Kate, and now I'm kind of back to,
He's
not with Kate,
with
so he's boring
though.
Again.
With Caroline, though.
Caroline?
You like his scene with what?
Caroline, when he got taken to the pub.
Well, she's...
And... Am I getting my weeks mixed up?
I think that was the week before. That's
I think that was the week before last. Oh, well.
Yeah. Caroline's cute. She's cute with EJ, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but she flirts with her.
This is another thing. Why wasn't
she's cuter
Caroline
with EJ.
At that wedding? Did anybody see her there?
No, she wasn't there, and I didn't see, but she was with Teresa. But Roman, I think, was in the background. They never really showed Roman either.
Roman.
That was on the tape. Yeah, that was weird.
You think his dad should have been there? Drake's just come back a little bit too late.
Who was there from the Brady clan? I mean, besides the Brady kids. I mean, not really.
And Marlena wasn't even invited, or she
wasn't
going to be there.
Well, Marlena wasn't even – well, she was invited, but she declined the invitation.
Yeah.
Brady wanted her there, but she wouldn't give up bygones to be bygones, so.
Yeah.
How
about her low-cut dress she had on?
Whoa. Oh, Marlena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm telling you, the fashion scene was all over the place today, this week.
I know.
The one that knocked it out of the park for me fashion-wise was Nicole this week. That white dress with the black print on it, it wasn't stripes, and she had the black leather jacket.
Black leather jacket,
yeah. She looked good. I liked her outfit. But she wasn't at the wedding, so.
Yep.
Oh. What else?
I'm looking through my stuff.
I would assume it's too late for Nicole to have. What?
Yeah, there was a nice scene with Kate and Lucas.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
What was it? He was accusing her, because she was investigating Jordan. Or whose life are you ruining now or trying to ruin or something? You know, right away he was accusing her because she was on the phone with somebody. Because she was trying to find out about Jordan.
And when does Kate miss a wedding? It doesn't matter whose wedding it is. When does she miss one?
Yeah, she wasn't there. Although I don't know why she would be there.
I don't know why she would be there either. But,
she wouldn't have the connection.
There were so many people otherwise that wouldn't be there. I mean, why?
Yeah. Like, who were those people? I never saw them before in my life.
Yeah.
All those extras. They're fillers. They're wedding fillers.
Why was Hope actually technically there? I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, why was Hope there?
It wasn't any of her family, you know?
Really? Yeah, true.
Out of everybody that should have been there, Nicole is Brady's best friend, you know? Ex-best friend. I hope she never takes that man back after what he did to her. And Eric, oh my gosh, I can't believe what he did to Nicole.
But I'm thinking, did I hear some tweets there for Day of Days that it's going to be Nicole and Eric are going to be kind of together? Now, I bet you wonder if he's going to leave the priesthood because of dealing with what happened. He's going to want to leave.
Yeah, but I hope that she sticks with Daniel because her and Daniel actually clicked. They made a great family little thing. And it's everything Nicole's ever wanted, and she deserves happiness, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jen's so wishy-washy over, well, if my kid, you know, looks at me backwards, I got to dump Daniel again. Daniel deserves better, you know. I don't know. I mean, the only people that really belonged to that wedding was Maggie. And Victor, maybe Jennifer. I just don't see a lot of people. There were a lot of extras.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Well, Hope actually is Brady's aunt via marriage.
Through Beau.
Yeah, it was Beau's.
And Sierra was going to be Flower Girl.
Oh, but Hope made it clear that, you know, she was glad that Sierra
was
going to be out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
We forget all these family connections.
Yeah. Well, they're all related in one way or another.
Yes. But, you know, Joan Black should have been there, too, and
Wouldn't that have been classic if John had walked in right at the end of the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but days don't do things that way.
It would have been classic, even if it was.
He's not
going to
be back now until next year. I mean, he's back right now, but till we see him, it's going to be another 5 months, 4 months, 5 months.
They said February. February.
Oh,
you hear the spoiler.
Ridiculous.
You hear the John spoiler.
One month.
Well, they said, yeah, Drake's on contract now, and him returning in February has to do with Hope. So everybody's assuming he's coming back to tell Hope something about Belle.
That Bo's dead or...
Or something, yeah. Yep.
And then what will they do with him? That's the thing.
Other than the wedding, there wasn't really a lot going on besides bash on Daniel and wedding.
Yeah, there really wasn't.
Chad came out of his surgery just fine.
Yeah,
everything
okay.
Was good to go with him. Cameron informed Abigail that, you know, so that she would know that Chad had made it out of his surgery just fine, and at the same time informed everybody that he was going to go do what he loves in Africa. Friday might have been his last
Goodbye.
Day. Yeah, I think Friday might have been Cameron's last day. Not sure.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Probably
I think
it was. And
oh,
then, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, but this was brought up again this week. Why do you think Marlena let Kristen slept with Dan?
What?
Why do you think Marlena thought Dan was the one on the sex tape? And
because he sleeps with everybody?
Because he's a man whore?
He sleeps with everybody?
And because of the recent thing with Teresa, I just think she just assumed that.
I guess.
That's the only thing
I
could think
of.
Well,
all the men in Salem, all of them are Brady's except for Daniel. And
yeah, of all that could have been, I think she just thought it was Daniel. And
because they've been friends, because Daniel was good friends with Brady.
Oh, yeah,
and
what
been,
would
like,
be
a
worse
crew.
Than seeing your best... That's right, because I think she did mention that. What would be worse than seeing your best friend slept
best
with
friend.
Your...
It's your brother.
What would be worse than... Yeah.
Your brother sleeping. Yeah.
Is your priest brother.
Your priest, your stepbrother, who is a priest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse.
I guess that is worse than Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh,
there was a cute scene with the three of them, brothers, the two brothers, and you know, Sammy, Brady, and Eric.
Oh, yeah.
That was a family thing that they don't have too much like a lot anymore, like the family joking around, they're going to take a picture and kidding around with each other. So that was nice. Something different. You don't see too often.
Yeah, and Sweeney posted that picture on Twitter. So they actually
did.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Didn't show them taking it on there, but she did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really did take
the
picture, yeah.
Speaking of Allie Sweeney,
did
you see her in Day of Day? She has her hair's darker now. She's a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Looks different. I just happened to see a picture of her with James.
I think I've nailed why I dislike Jordan. Not just plot point, but every scene, and once I tell you this, you won't be able to see a single scene with her without realizing this. Every scene with her in it, you can watch the camera crew in her glasses.
Really?
Yeah. The green camera, the words that scroll across the camera. You can see all that greenness on her glasses. Every time they show a scene, you know, just her close up on a face, you can see the background behind her. You can see the camera crew. I notice it every time. It bothers me like nothing else.
What to look for it now?
Hmm. Well, Will's gone. Sonny's got the baby. Sammy gave Sonny the baby to take care of. I don't know where Gabby was during all this, other than
meeting with Nick.
Meeting with Nick and this modeling career. And didn't Nick already burn enough bridges with Gabby? How come he's looking so...
how come he's looking so worse than stalkerish than before?
Yeah, he's looking just as nuts or worse. Yeah,
I think worse
now with her. Yeah,
I think he's stalkerish worse than he was.
He still thinks that, you know, Gabby's going to take this job and they're going to go with the baby and they're going to still be a happy family. Is what he still thinks in his mind. You should just get with Kristen. You know, they're both. You know. What did Sammy call her when he said that on your tweets? Complete nut job.
Complete nut job.
Your sister's a complete nut job. All right.
No, he can't say no. He can't deny that. It's true. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I thought was kind of ironic this week? Nicole and Daniel basically were both accused of drugging and having sex with someone.
Right.
And Nicole and Daniel.
Yeah,
both
they have
of them.
That in common. Nobody believes that, yeah, and nobody believes them.
Yeah.
They think Daniel gave Teresa drugs.
Oh, that's right, Teresa.
And then fluff with
her.
Yeah.
But why would everyone think Dan would do such a thing? And what's his background that he would actually drug and rape a woman?
You would think that anybody in their right mind would know that Daniel could have any candy striper, nurse, or otherwise at that hospital that he wanted. And Jennifer keeps pointing it out. Why her when you could have all these other people?
That's where the writing there doesn't make sense. It's not believable. You know, they're not convincing me of that, you know, but yet they're convincing those characters.
Well, that's what the thing is. Why is it that Dan had sex with Teresa, who obviously almost died, but no one thinks it's rape, that Eric's calling Nicole a rapist, even though he doesn't really remember it was her? So, I mean, the only thing is, why is Dan not a rapist, but Nicole is? But they're both accused of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The writer.
And on top of that, too, there's a clip that looks like Nick is trying to rape Gabby. It's like, really, we need another rape storyline?
Nick is going to try to rape Abby?
Gabby. Yes.
Gabby.
And that's when she hits him with the rock.
Oh. Did Nick hit somebody else with a rock?
Yeah, that's the irony. Sherry Henry's posting pictures on Twitter. So it's at Scary Sherry. It's SCARRRYCHERI. She just posted a picture of Lauren and Galen.
I'd be interested to see what they what preview they showed of Days of Days, because usually they do a good preview.
Yeah,
a good three or four minute preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
every day at the end.
Yeah, it wasn't that long, and half of it was stuff we already saw, like the Bristol wedding. Yeah, and stuff looks like it's going to happen this week coming up. Brady and Kristen and Nicole, and
I can't wait for the Kristen Nicole showdown because oh my goodness!
Oh, when she finds out it was Kristen, and she got blamed for it. I thought Nicole would figure it out, though. I thought she'd figure it out that it was Kristen.
I think she's still trying to figure out who the dark-haired, wig-wearing woman was.
She was just trying to figure out why he thought it was her.
I still can't figure out why Kristen used Taylor Faye, which was Nicole's baby girl.
Was her intent to set up Nicole? Was that the intent? I don't think it was because she was surprised.
I don't think it was originally. She was going to turn in that tape to the bishop. I don't think her intent was to set up Nicole. So why did those?
She was surprised that Eric thought it was Nicole.
Point.
So it was supposed to be just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence, I guess.
I don't know. That was didn't fit in place or something. Didn't make sense.
Yeah, it also didn't fit in place on why Father John or Father Eric, knowing what he knows, and knowing that he was drugged, didn't confess to Father John what his troubles were. I mean, obviously, Eric's dilemma on whether or not he sinned is not over the fact that he had sex. His sin is trying to have helped Nicole when there was no help for Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously isn't the case because Nicole didn't do this to him.
Yeah.
But
if he
was
drugged,
like he was,
he did not sin.
Yeah, and
he
would
do it on his own free will.
He would tell Father John that so that he could get it off his chest and say, look, I don't know what happened, but I believe it to be Nicole, and let Father John tell him whether or not he broke his vows of this or broke his vows of that by being raped.
Yeah. I thought the bishop would be there. I guess the bishop didn't make it to the wedding.
Yeah,
remember,
he was
going to be there.
I mean, Eric's a dumbass for inviting anyone to a Demira wedding to begin with.
Yeah,
I mean,
thought for sure they were going to have him there, but he wasn't.
No, he wasn't invited.
Do you think this will give him second chances, a second thought on whether or not he wants to marry his sister and EJ?
I mean, yeah, it's a Demira wedding, and Brady's already had two weddings that didn't go off because his fiancés died.
Disasters,
so,
yeah.
They died, and now this one.
Yeah.
And then this one. And they're still talking Susan comeback. Do you think that's going to happen?
Oh, Susan coming back. I don't know. Isn't Eileen supposed to leave for good?
Yeah, but they hired her.
She's on Young and the Restless now. She's on two soaps right at this same time, I think. Isn't she on Young and the Restless again?
Yeah, she's on Young. Well, she did a short take anyway at Young and the Restless,
okay.
Whether or not she's there for good or not. But they did an Eileen Davidson lookalike. I mean, could that be the Susan coming in?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, those lookalike things. When's that supposed to start? I still don't understand
what Nick's got one, and Kristen and Nicole have one. And
Daniel.
Daniel has one.
Yeah, and Teresa.
And Teresa has one, yeah.
Can't figure that out, yeah.
And I coming up from the previews, from what I have read, I don't think Teresa leaves with Kim and Shane.
Oh. Unfortunately.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but... I think Teresa's here to stay for a little while. I have to say she looks a lot more like what we would expect of a Brady. Now, we did find out when she was admitted she's a late 20s. When they were admitting her, she's a late 20s. And JJ just turned 18.
I knew she wasn't real young. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a
He's
late
He's only
20.
18.
She's 18.
She's probably like 20. Like probably a good 10 years older than JJ.
Yeah, about that. 20 years older, or 10 years older than JJ.
10 years.
Trying to think of what else happened this week. I was watching so closely, too. The blue streak is out. I love that Lauren Boswell was able to get that blue streak out and prominent again. It's been way prominent in the last few scenes I've seen with her.
Good, good.
And,
Oh, I want to bring on Amanda. She's been waiting this whole time. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
What's up?
The wedding. I have to.
Go ahead. What we missed.
I think the best performance I had to be Greg Vaughn. His reaction to watching the video. And the part that really got me is when he had the tears in his eyes and he just plopped down on the bench. I'm going, oh, you poor bastard. Because he was totally blindsided by all that. And you always forget how good of an actor he really is because he makes playing Eric look so easy, you know. And then when you see his reaction, in the last few weeks I've loved what he's done, the rage he's had the last few weeks. And I just thought he played that brilliantly. I wanted someone to beat the crap out of Brady. Because, you know, he mentions that he was drugged and all the other stuff. And then he starts pummeling him. And they had to pull Brady off of him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was not happy with Brady punching the priest out for doing what? He didn't do anything in this particular case. He was drugged.
And then Brady's yelling, "You're going to have to answer for this." I'm like, "Answer for what?
Answer for what? He didn't do anything."
Oh, she raped. Like, he doesn't believe. Like, oh, she didn't rape you. What do you mean? Like, you know, like, come on, don't you remember? He must have totally forgot about Eric being sick.
And, you know, he was very, very sick. I mean, Nicole had to call an ambulance for him and everything. He was so,
yeah, and Eric was worried about him and wondering what, you know, they tried to figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows for a fact because Eric told him that Daniel thought he'd been poisoned that night. You know what I mean? So it's not, I was like, oh, come on, Brady, think with your brain, not the other brain.
Yeah, Brady just, oh.
I don't know why I like this little, it's just a little line when they're trying to pull Brady off, and you can hear Sammy yelling, "Get your hands off my brother!" Like, you tell him.
Yeah, and then him setting Brady down and saying, no, you're going to stay here.
Yep.
And he gets back up to beat the priest in some more. I mean, really? Why?
The hell is wrong with you, Brady?
Number one, it was the guy you hired to put the disc in the player. Number two, it was your fiancé who did this to the priest. And number three, look at the fact that this priest is now devastated and has had his life ruined, his lifelong career ruined over this sex tape.
He could he could be thrown out of the church for this.
Which I called in summertime that somebody would eventually find that disc. But anyway.
Earlier, I don't know who asked this, why Marlena thought it was Daniel, because remember that she found the disc drive, the drive in Daniel's office? And she's like, why would Daniel have it?
Oh, that's true, yeah. She did find it in the office.
Of course, you know, Daniel would
like,
sleep with anybody, so it made sense.
And then that's, yeah, another thing, he slept with everybody. So.
Thank God he got around this town. So it makes sense that anyone would think he would sleep with Kristen.
Let's see.
I
wouldn't out of everybody
even
in
Daniel
town,
has
who
his
has
standards,
not
you know,
slept
even
with
Daniel.
Yet? Who has Daniel not slept with yet in town?
Who hasn't?
Short list. Besides
Teresa, who he's getting blamed for anyway.
Carolyn.
Caroline.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Abby.
Caroline, yeah. Abby. Maggie, obviously.
Yeah. Gabby.
Sorry.
Gabby. He hasn't slept with Gabby yet.
Yeah.
Who'd want to? I'm sorry. No. Ew. Anyway, I have to say I did like Maggie for once, because usually I don't like her. Whenever she's on screen, I don't like her, but I liked her on Friday's episode, because she's looking at Victor, then she's looking at Marlena's devastated reaction, and then she's watching, you know, see when she's looking at Eric, and she just looks right back at Victor, and you know she's pissed.
You know there's going to be fallout there with Victor and Maggie, and you know there's going to be fallout with EJ and Sammy behind all this.
EJ and Sammy,
and you know that this is all going to come back to Nicole and Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
Nicole and Eric and Brady.
I like when they do stories like this, when they have a big reveal and it affects so many different characters.
Mm-hmm. It affects so many different ones. Right. It's a fallout for just, like, how many? A lot of them.
There's a lot of fallouts coming from this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I have Sherry on the line.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Let me bring on Sherry real quick.
Okay.
Sherry? Sherry? That's weird.
Hello?
Hi. There she is.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey. Hi, it's Sherry. I had a margarita, sorry. So
Yay.
I'm a lightweight.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic day today. Got a lot of interviews from the start.
Great.
And I didn't bring my laptop, so I apologize. The files for the interviews are too long, so Carrie's going to try to help me convert them because I don't know how to do it. But as soon as I can, I'll try to land tomorrow at 5 p.m. So I'm back home.
Great job, guys.
we had a blast. All the stars were really nice.
Who all did you get to interview?
We interviewed a lot. Missy wasn't there today, Missy Reed. and who else? Who else wasn't there? Oh, Joe wasn't there. Joe Muscolo and
Christian wasn't there, right?
No. Awesome. I'm sorry. We're at the Grove. It's really noisy, so I tried to go somewhere quiet. But everybody was really gracious. Judy was so sweet. Her and Freddie, we interviewed them. And we shared some of it with Forrest Williams because we were at the same table. So some of the things, like Carrie's phone ran out of memory, so we used mine too, but it was, and then our battery was dying, so we had to keep, like, charging. But we're going to give you some of his stuff that we didn't get, but the really neat one was Judy and Freddie. She was so teary-eyed because a sweet bond. I mean, it was really sweet and just a very touching, you know, you can tell they're really close. She really enjoys working with him. And we've got James and Allie.
Oh, wow.
We did every, I'm telling you, we got Lauren. There's a really cute one. Lauren beats it up for us for the diva. It was really good. The kitten, of course, tell us anything, like, storyline-wise, but we got Brian. I think Brian and Eric will have to get from First Living because our phones died.
So the real question is, did Carrie end up going home with Greg Vaughn?
She got a picture with him. It's pretty hot.
Oh, man, there's a great picture of Carrie with Greg Vaughn. Woo!
Yeah. Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I'm just kind of, we had an incredible day. I mean, seriously, I felt like a VIP.
Oh yeah.
I'm so happy it worked out. And thank you, Diva Carrie, for getting it all hooked up.
Yeah, and Carrie Garfield was such, I mean, she's so good at this. So we had, I mean, it was a really nice day. We had lunch with them. We had our own lunch upstairs at the Hard Rock, and the Stars did their thing. But we got to interview people, and then Lauren was in our group on the list, but she was, like, one of the last ones, and we were getting ready for the lunch break. So William said, you might want to get her because they were going to stop and go to lunch. So I grabbed her. She came over. So I got the interview with her. So we tried to keep, and I apologize if it's noisy in the background for the interviews because it was so loud in there. Everybody was interviewing different stars, like different groups.
Yeah.
So that was my first time. I know, but
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was pretty crazy in there.
But it was amazing. We got Susan T4Ks and. Bill.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, Allie and James.
Well, they were there, too.
Yeah, we got Josh and Peggy, John and Suzanne.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Mary Beth and Jim Reynolds. And we got Deidre and Drake.
Just about everybody.
They were very gracious. Very gracious.
Wow.
I mean, we got a lot.
Oh,
we did Camilla and Blake. And then, Sean, Christian, and Kate and Angie. So we have a lot.
Did you say Peter and Drake?
Deidre and Drake, yes.
Deidre. I thought you said Deidre, Peter.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah. Our, like, the files are, they were probably about 5 minutes a piece. But,
wow.
And you guys
like,
see the promo
for the day. I just want to ask you, as somebody who's watched the show most of your life, I know you've been to a ton of fan events over the years, but to actually be back there and interviewing these people and stuff that you've watched for so many years.
I know you guys are like, this is so crazy, but seriously, like, being a fan, you know, I'm a friend, Lauren's my friend, but I have to say, it felt so amazing. It's not that being a fan is a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but it's like I felt like it was just really cool to be, like, they had they trusted us to come in there and, like, represent them. You know, it was just a awesome feeling. Just a different perspective because
yes,
right,
I was
going to
say
time.
A different perspective than seeing it as a fan. You were actually back there one-on-one with them.
I stood in line for Lauren for like 7 hours, you know, and I don't mind. It's not that I'm too good to do it, but it was so cool, you know, even for the fan page and for the diva thing, to get up there and not have to be like, no, you can't come up here. You can't.
Right.
I mean, we went right up there. It was amazing. I didn't expect anything like it. I'm still blown away.
So happy. I'm just so glad you guys got to do it. That's just so awesome.
I'm excited. we got still pictures also of each people, the actors that we interviewed. We have those too. So we have a lot.
Awesome. You guys did a great job. We're excited.
And you guys have to see the promo for the Dave promo.
Uh-huh.
If you see a link somewhere, watch it. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Okay. Oh, did they show the promo that they showed there?
Yeah, they show it on the big screen, and I tell you, I have goosebumps.
Oh, wow.
It shows Kristen driving down the road. I think it might have happened Friday or coming up. Kristen's driving down the road, and she, like, goes off the road. And I mean, I'm telling you, it looks, all of it looks really good. So.
Oh, wow.
And it's the 48th year, so they had a cake. So we've had a little bit of cake.
48.
Aw.
So, yeah, it was a really, it was a great experience.
Oh, I'm so glad it all worked out and that you guys had a great time.
Yeah.
And thank you for all the interviews and everything that we're going to get.
Sure. And
great.
I hope you can hear it. That's the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you're sitting in a restaurant and everybody's talking.
Oh, yeah.
That I can see now why it's hard to hear because it was kind of. But it was a great event. I think it turned out. I don't think they had the number of people they might have in the past as far as, like, the fans. But I told the PR person, you know, just as a friendly suggestion, maybe to let them announce it a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So
it was way too late.
Because I didn't hear about it until a month, like last month.
A month before.
And I said, if she goes, oh, okay, Jeanette, she was wonderful. And I sent her a thank you. She was fantastic.
Yeah, they need to announce. They did for the other ones. Yeah. They did announce it earlier for the other ones.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Well,
it's always the second weekend of November.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they haven't had it. I mean, they didn't
have
it last year.
But they didn't have one last year.
Yeah,
they didn't have one in 2012.
Really, that first weekend.
So we thought they were stopping them all together.
Yeah.
You know, they started those tours where they sent them to the different cities.
Right.
That's what they did last year.
When they had it. But, it was just a nice day. It was a great day. I mean, it was a long day, but it was, as a fan and as even, like, as doing the other side of it, it was just rewarding.
Cher, did you experience Day of Days as a fan on the other end? Like, were you the fan in the line? Did you go to any of those? You did those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, fan in the line? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is the first time for me,
like,
being in the press room.
Right.
I've never gotten to do that before because it's kind of strict on it. But I can appreciate, like, standing in the line. I mean, that's fun, too, because I like talking
that's
to people.
That's fun, yeah. It's just a different perspective. Yeah, that's
right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have appreciation for the fans. And even people today ask me, you know, do you work for the show? I had my little press pass.
Uh-huh.
And I said, president. And I said, we're helping the Diva Days. And a couple people gave me their cards, and they want me to email them. You know, some information on, you know, about the Diva and the fan page.
Oh, that's great.
It was a great experience.
Oh,
thank you. That's great.
You're great ambassadors for the Diva.
We appreciate it.
Felt like a celebrity.
Was it fun, Sherry? Was it fun meeting some of the other people, like you talked about Source William and stuff? other people that are, you know, that you that we see on Twitter and that we know from interviews and stuff.
Michael Maloney, he introduced himself. He does the Soaps in Depth, and he wrote the Better Living book.
Oh, yeah.
So he, we had a nice conversation. He was telling me how cool Lauren is, which we all know. Was saying how sweet she was, like, about she's so supportive of the book and retweeting and being a good, you know, just a good ambassador for the show. So I met him and just met a lot of people. So.
Do you have a new appreciation of how exhausted the actors are at the end of the
day
like this?
Yeah. Lauren had, sent me a message after she left, and she said, now you kind of see, like, you know, it's an exhausting day, but you kind of see that. And I can appreciate how, you know, it's just a long day.
It has to be so intense, you know. You're probably on, like, every second that you're there. You know, and it's like, so when you're done, I bet you just want to, like, go home.
How many different people were interviewing, like, representing?
There was a
lot. They were all the soap place, you know. Yeah, I can imagine.
I saw TV Source. I saw Soaps in Depth. We saw Soap Town, Soap Opera Digest, Soap Opera Network. Infinity.
Very cool.
I mean, it was awesome. Everybody worked together. Like, we were with Source Williams, and we talked to some of the daytime royalty people. And they were helpful, like, asking this or, you know, just different ideas. We asked them, like, what three wishes they would have for their character. Like, their theme song, which was hysterical, some of the responses, like, for their character. You know what Lauren's queen bitch, of course. And... But, yeah, I think you'll love the interviews. I just hope that the sound, you know, it doesn't have too much of the audience in the background. And little Lauren Boyle, she was adorable up at the Q&A at the end. But we couldn't get up that close, so I couldn't get any of that. So I'm hoping that, like, maybe some of the magazines will have some pictures because we couldn't really get right up there because that was at the very end.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was great. We talked to James Reynolds and Mary Beth. It was great. It was really. Everybody looked fantastic.
That was so nice. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing with us.
Sharing with us
how your day went and everything.
We're at the grove, so it's noisy. But I don't want to take over the show. I just wanted to give you an idea of what happened, and we'll get those videos to figure out how to convert them.
Well, thanks for calling, and I hope you enjoy your dinner and everything. And
go have fun.
Thank you guys for, you know, we hopefully did okay with it. We tried, but it was really fun.
I'm sure you guys did great.
Sure,
I'm sure you guys did great. We're excited.
Thank you again.
So.
Okay. And maybe I can get Lauren to do an interview with the guys, like a longer, like a call-in one.
Definitely. That would be awesome. Okay, thank you. And go enjoy your dinner. Thanks to Carrie, too, okay?
All right. Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Sherry.
Bye.
Oh, it sounds like you had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, exciting. How amazing. Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
That would be.
That is
so
cool.
Real cool.
Aw. I'm glad she called in. I'm glad they had a great time.
Yeah.
Oh. I had a curious question. I know there's probably quite a few people out there that want to know your insights as to it. In the last week, Galen has been tweeting things that show hints to him leaving. I know he came out and said, I'm not going anywhere, people, but that was one of the tweets that I happened to catch was the, you know, thanks for the memories tweet. And then the other tweet, I just wanted to say a sad note, was Peter Reckle and selling his last motorcycle. After just done that interview with him together, I was so saddened to hear that he was selling his last motorcycle.
What? Say that again.
So was he.
Peter Reckle.
Peter Reckle.
He's selling his last motorcycle.
He sold his last motorcycle. He doesn't have any more motorcycles. Yeah.
Oh.
It was a sad day for him too, I think. The way he said it.
Well, so I hadn't heard it. Rose, I'm glad you wrote that up. I hadn't heard any. I've been off of Twitter a lot. I haven't been on Twitter much. I didn't realize.
Oh, I haven't either. I just happened to catch those two.
I didn't realize Galen.
I didn't hear that about
Galen. Stuff like that.
Yeah, he posted something to the effect of Will Paul.
Maybe he drew the line at being paired with a dude. I don't know the situation. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but maybe he just was like, okay, maybe I should find another job or something. I don't know.
His tweet gave some kind of impression that he might be leaving. And, of course, he came back later and addressed the fact that he was not going anywhere, people. Don't worry about it. But his original tweet was something to the effect of, thanks for the memories, days, or something. I don't know why.
Was that today?
No, this was this last week.
It cracks me up how people twist tweets into knots. He was just acknowledging his 5-year anniversary in the show. That's all he was doing.
That's why I asked you.
People actually read the tweet. It's obvious he's just saying, acknowledging he's been on dates for 5 years, just like James Reynolds acknowledged the other day he's been on for, I think, 32. And Christian's been on for 30. Peter's been on for 30. That's all he was saying.
And wasn't today Susan's anniversary of 40 years or something? Susan Hayes?
Yeah, Days is 48.
About 40. Yeah, she's been on a long time.
Yeah, I
think it was her anniversary for sure.
Yeah, but it makes me laugh and it makes me like beat my head against the wall sometimes. I see it so many times on Twitter that people are just completely twisting things 180 to what an actor actually said. You know what I mean? And obviously, too, we all have to be careful what we say, that stuff can. We've all tweeted something and someone took it the wrong way. Not everything
so
is a clue.
That's why I was asking
you know?
Clarification because I really didn't know what to think of it.
Right.
Yeah,
and you just saw a couple of random tweets and you're thinking,
because I'm not on there 24/7, so I don't see the whole what's going on thing.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd
ask. Oh, that's interesting, though. That's very interesting, though, but I don't know. Oh, I'm just so happy that it all worked out. That's so cool how that, good job getting that all coordinated. That was awesome.
Can I ask you guys a question?
When
I was watching the show yesterday, I just was like, what the hell is up with Abby? I was like, oh, my God. I liked her when she was with Chad, and as soon as, they both called on her crap about her playing them against each other, also she's, like, turned into Jennifer 2.0. It's like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Run, Daniel. Like, I was wondering, like,
Are we on, like, Jennifer 5, 6, 7, 8, 2.0?
I know. I'm kind of saying to myself, why is Daniel putting up with either one of them?
Yes.
And I really thought Abby was being a bitch because she's like, now that this has happened, she's not going to bother watching Parker. But Parker may be attached to Abby. She's just going to dump him now? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really didn't understand that. Why you're taking it out on Parker. It's not his fault.
So talking about Jennifer, I wanted to go ahead and give a plug out to Melissa Reeves' daughter, Scott and Melissa Reeves' daughter. Emily Reeves, she evidently did a bang-up performance at a singing gig this last week, And I did go to and I retweeted it, but there was a video that was used of her song. And, oh, my gosh, that girl has a beautiful voice, and she sings some gorgeous songs. They're absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think, was it this week that Lucas and Kate had that scene together?
Yeah.
Yes, it was this week.
It reminded me how much I miss seeing scenes with them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're always snarking at each other.
It's just like he understands her so well, you know. It's like
he knows who she is,
and he's like, "Why are you rooting now?" I was hysterical, and she's trying to act all innocent. He's like, "He's not buying it at all." I just loved it. It was fantastic. I love Lucas. Well,
yeah.
The good thing is,
more for him to do, or somebody for him.
I think they were tweeting stuff earlier about the Dave Days thing, and he still isn't on a contract, but apparently he's going to be in a number of storylines. I'm like, more than one? I'm like, holy crap, are you kidding me?
Oh.
And they're looking for a love interest for him. I don't know if they already found one, but they're looking. I'm like, thank freaking God, are they finally listening to the fans?
Yeah.
We love Lucas, you know? Mm-hmm.
They need to start listening to the fans.
Cause I think he's tweeted that he's working a lot more than he has, you know, like he's like,
mm-hmm.
and he seems really happy about it. So I'm like, okay, cool. Cause I love Brian so much, and he's so great on that show. I just like finally they realize that, you know, he's needed. And for God's sakes, he's a Horton, you know.
Yeah.
And he's a real Horton, not this fake Horton like Daniel. You know what I mean?
Fake Horton.
That's what I always call him. I'm sorry. I will not accept it. I just can't. You know, I'm just sorry. I know. I feel like so bad. I watched the show on Friday. I'm like, oh, my God. When Abby's, like, going off, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm actually wanting to defend Daniel, and I don't even like Daniel. Which is really weird. I was like, what the hell?
I don't know. That they're making it easy to like Daniel lately.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anything else to make it think of this week? Mm-hmm. Jennifer in the chat room is volunteering to be Lucas's love interest, so give it to her.
A question. Does anyone think that Brady's going to turn to drugs again?
Could be. This should do it, maybe. I don't know. Come on, this is pretty big.
If being with Kristen didn't drive him back to it, I don't know.
I don't know. There's enough drug stories going on that it's always a possibility, I guess.
Yeah, go see Teresa.
Maybe Rory can be his dealer.
Rory, oh. Yeah.
That's it, I think.
So, I can't wait for next week, that's for sure.
I can't wait either.
Another good week.
Yeah.
Some exploding scenes coming up next week.
Oh. Anything else, girls?
What else?
No.
Oh, Anna, did you see the EJ scenes this week?
No, I haven't gotten any of these. None of it. I didn't know there were EJ scenes. Oh my
god!
Yeah,
there was just. Yeah, I've got my list. I had to mention it. Yeah, they're in the square, and EJ's going over, and he's talking to her about Jordan, which I don't even think he ever met Jordan. So I'm not sure why he knows any of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's flirting with her the entire freaking time.
I love it.
Oh yeah, they always flirt. They always say
they're hot.
When they're seeing. Yeah,
is hot. I don't care what
he is. Did you see those pictures of James Scott today, even with his glasses on, and he's smiling?
Yeah.
A day of days. Wow. Yeah.
They still missed and not.
Lucky Sherry got to interview him.
God. You know, I really thought he had a shot when they got rid of the guy, the other guy that
mm-hmm.
they canceled.
He was
the
in
other
the
guy, dropped out. You know,
they had it on the Today Show.
I really thought maybe he had a shot, but
mm-hmm.
Here's something on both the Kate and the Sammy issue, but two different issues. Remember how months ago we were talking about Marlena just laying all over Will?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this week it was Sammy laying all over Will.
Well, he was an arms with, was
he? Last week, sorry, I'm a week behind here.
Okay.
But anyway, my point was, is everybody seems to lay all over Will. Anyway, the Kate part of it, though, is I'm really surprised. We've got Ariana Grace, and she has been passed around from family member to family member to family member to family member. When does Kate get her?
Kate's taken her before.
Not as often as everybody else.
That's true. Well, that's true.
I mean, if Kate wasn't going to the wedding, Will could have been there. Gabby could have been there. You know, anybody could have been there. But Sunny, you know, you would think being a Kyriakos and being a part of Brady's household, or at least family, extended family anyway, you'd think that Sunny would have wanted to be there. Kate could have watched the baby for a little while. I mean, it's not like she's going to give the baby a dagger in the car seat.
Well, you never know. It's
or a gun.
She might give her a dagger. She's good stuff.
I think the thing I'm looking forward to is people finally seeing how completely psychotic Nick really is. I'm waiting for that to happen. Because that guy's crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Gabby's too stupid to see it. She's a Hernandez. What do you want?
Yeah. I think she kind of finally did get it, though, when she dumped him. I think she kind of, you know,
I think
she's just being friends with him right now.
Yeah, we all know what's going to happen. He's going to do something stupid and crazy, and Will's going to have to save her sorry butt again. And it's like, really, come on, Gabby, wake up.
I think Jen's going to have to eat crow when she realizes Daniel did this and accepted the punishment of what his reputation is, even though he didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I think Jennifer's going to have to eat crow, and I hope Daniel doesn't just go, it's okay, I did it for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sick of Jennifer. I want them to end that.
I'm looking forward to Jennifer knowing that Daniel covered up for what her son did and what her son was planning on doing, which was drugs and sex.
Yeah,
he took the blame for that.
I want Jennifer to find that out and be able to feel like crap over it because she really has laid into Daniel about the Teresa thing.
And I don't think she has a right to have an opinion because they weren't together anymore. This is the part I don't get.
Yeah, and even if he did, that's what they were trying to point out. You weren't together anymore. That's what
not
he told her.
Business.
He could do whatever he wants. It's not. Yeah.
And she made
you're
it
the
all
one
about
that
her.
Dropped him.
Oh, my God. She's so arrogant.
Well, she said, you could have been with anybody, but why her? You know?
That's the point. You
want to hurt me. That's why you did it.
Yeah, but she never even got an answer of, I did sleep with Teresa. She never got that answer. All of this is all presumptuous.
Yeah. But
Daniel's
not saying, I didn't do it. Just like Nicole's just so adamant she didn't do it. Daniel's just not saying anything. He won't even defend himself. Yeah. I guess he feels he doesn't have to, I think. You know,
well,
what,
he's
I don't
trying
have to.
He's not defending himself to cover for JJ.
Yeah. He wants people to believe. I guess he wants people to believe that, I guess. So.
Right.
So.
No, I think he truly wants Jennifer. He said it earlier in the last couple of weeks. He said that he thinks that Jennifer would be able to get over him having an affair much easier than sending her daughter back to jail or her son back to jail.
Yeah.
So,
and I know
so,
she would turn him in so quickly.
In this particular case, I think that he has tried to be selfless. So.
Right.
But that's about all I have.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's about it, too.
Yep.
Yep, in here.
All right.
Girl,
thank you. Sherry and Amanda.
Keep up the great fashion and the great makeup.
Here's hoping Eric kicks Brady's ass next week.
Yeah.
And Nicole kicks Kristen's ass.
Or Nicole kicks both their asses.
I hope Kristen gets Nicole
and Brady.
Good, but
yeah.
And Brady, yeah.
Yeah, Brady smacked around.
And I hope she doesn't let, you know, Eric just sweet talk her back into, well, I didn't know. It was just flashbacks I was having. I don't care. You blame this woman. She told you she didn't do it. You're not a, you're a priest. You're supposed to believe these things.
Yeah.
And I have a little more sympathy for Eric because he's like, he's been traumatized, so I kind of give him a little leeway there. But I still feel bad for Nicole, though.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, he was really violated horribly, so he's not thinking clearly right now.
Yeah, but
I
just don't want to see Nicole with Brady or Eric anymore.
Unfortunately, she's got the best chemistry with them, so that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she has some good chemistry with Daniel going.
Yeah, but I don't want him to be consolation prize, though.
Maybe
like she'll settle for him or something, you know?
Well, he isn't consolation prize. She went for Daniel right off the bat. Remember that was the problem with her and Jennifer in the first place?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she pushed Jennifer. Yeah.
And then she turned to the saintly ways and hid herself up in a church to become good again. And maybe it's just time for her to realize that Daniel's where she belonged all along.
Hmm. I'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll try. All right. See you guys next week.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody go to stevengold.com and go check out the interviews when I get them up.
Yeah.
When I get them first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.